Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's time for Easy Eats with Sam Parrish. She's on here each Wednesday sharing an easy-to-make, healthy, yummy meal and hopefully saving you the task of coming up with what to cook tonight. Hi, Sam.
Hello, Jesse.
Great to have you on. What's on your mind this week?
Not much. I mean, Mother's Day, funnily enough, is next Sunday, 12th of May. Probably biggest day of the year, I reckon, for all mums out there. Or should it be?
Yeah, wow, that one snuck up on me.
I thought I'd throw some mentions out just for some cool events happening in Christchurch, actually. For the foodie mums out there, there's a couple of things going on. There's Mothers in Bloom High Tea at the Elix Botanical Gardens venue. It's run by Julie from Table Bloom and Simon Suffolk from the Elix Botanical Gardens venue people. And it's a really cool high tea. They actually run it monthly, but this will be a one purely for the mums. I'll actually be there if anyone else comes along. And then Odeon's got a brunch on for Mother's Day. Earl's got an afternoon high tea. All the restaurants are kind of jumping on board, and it looks like it could be a really cool foodie venture for anyone in Christchurch needing something for their mum. I thought I'd
throw
a few ideas out there.
Yeah, and someone was complaining I've been talking about Auckland too much today, so you're just the panacea we needed. And I guess
I'm for the South Island.
Yeah, and I mean, better to be booking these things on the 1st of May than on the 11th of May. Thank you for the early heads up, Sam.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, I am here to talk Easy Eats, but I thought I'd also help out with the dads out there.
What are you cooking for us this week?
Well, I went for a really easy pasta. I think pasta is always a winner for anyone midweek, and this one throws it all into one pan and, you know, takes that. I think there's something about putting water on to boil that can really throw you off wanting to make pasta, but this puts it all in the one pot.
Tell me about that. You mean you're just like waiting for it to heat up?
Yeah, what is that? What is something about that?
We have,
I
know this is quite flash, but we've got an induction oven and that gets the pot boiling very fast. And I feel like that saves me about 20 minutes every time I boil pasta. Yeah.
That is very true. If you do have an induction stovetop, it usually can boil water in about, what is it, like a minute or something?
60 seconds or something, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I did some work for a company creating one of those once, so that was a fun job.
Yeah.
Literally was told to time how long it takes to boil water for, like, 2 days.
Yeah, the first time I saw an induction was crazy because you can basically put your hand on the element when it's on as well.
Oh, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of chefs in production.
It took them a while to get off. Go ahead.
What is cool about this, taking away from the fact that you don't need to boil water, but what is cool is that the pasta, I guess, is actually getting flavoured by the sauce because it's cooking in all the yummy things. So this is going to be a chicken fettuccine because I think I feel like chicken and pasta kind of get a bad rap, but I've chosen to give this one a whirl. and so I've thrown in a lot of veggies because I just find, especially at dinner time, I feel like you might have got through most of the day and haven't necessarily thrown many vegetables towards your children.
Yeah,
and sometimes it means that dinner is, you know, trying to get all five of them at once. So this has got mushrooms, it's got sun-dried tomatoes, which I reckon we can count. I mean, if there's a nutritionist out there, can tell us otherwise, but surely. And then
I've heard tomato sauce being included in your 5-plus a day before, so surely sun-dried tomatoes are okay.
Surely. Yeah, I mean, it's a vegetable. I don't know why I would have – actually, I don't know why I'd second-guess it. It's totally fine. So I'll talk you through the recipe. So Sun-dried tomatoes, they always come in the marinated oil. So I never chuck that out, always use that. So you'll get a tray out because this is a one tray, one pan.
Yeah.
But the tray is, you don't even think about it because it's going to be in the oven while everything else is happening and it'll just be added at the end. So your mushrooms and some of the oil from the sun-dried tomatoes all go on a tray into the oven. Don't think about it. And then carry on with the sauce. We're going to melt some butter in a pan, add some onion, cook that for a couple of minutes to soften it, then some garlic because garlic, obviously.
Obviously.
And then I'm using, obviously, I'm using chicken tenderloins. And what I weirdly did, I pulled the packet out and I just grabbed my knife, and it probably looked a little bit bizarre, but I just started slashing chicken tenderloins
Yeah.
in the packet, just to like create, increase that surface area. And so through that, as it was, didn't cut them, just slash them. It's the new cutting, guys. Everyone should get amongst it.
Can you
And
tell me
just
more about
tipped
that?
that into the pan.
What do you mean slashing?
Like, so in the packet, the chicken tenderloins are there ready to be slashed. And oh, sorry, I'm just receiving. That's not good. The chicken tenderloins are just there ready to be slashed. So just get a knife and, yeah, really sharp knife into the tick. And I don't know, what would that action be? Just like across the grain of the chicken. Like,
Are you
instead of
cutting
getting a
right through
chopping
it
board
or
out, it's
nah?
probably more.
Yeah.
No, not right through. It's just
Okay.
increase that surface area,
Yeah, almost
and
sort of
not having to get a
scoring
chopping board
it.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's that chopping board, especially with raw chicken, that can really, like, I think that way you're not, there's no cross-contamination. It's all happened in the packet, and then it goes straight into the pan.
Got it.
Just another way to, make for less packing up as well. I feel like everyone always gets another chopping board out when they're cooking the chicken. So yeah, slash the chicken and pop that into your oniony garlickiness, and then increase, cook that off and for 5 to 6 minutes until the chicken is like just cooked through. And then we're going to increase the heat, add a bit of pancetta, some wine to deglaze that pan, and then the cream and 1 liter of water. So, and then we're going to bring all that up to the boil, and then we're going to add our fresh fettuccine pasta. The fettuccine that I use had a cooking time of 6 minutes, but I imagine there's so many people out there that are just like, fresh fettuccine is going to take 1 to 2 minutes to cook. So look at your packet. What if it says, cooks in 1 to 2 minutes, definitely drop that water in the recipe down to 2 cups, I would say. But for this recipe, I did buy the fresh fettuccine at Woolworths, if I can say that. So it did cook for 6 minutes, and it worked really well with the 4 cups of water. And so all that goes in, lid goes on 2 minutes, take that lid off, another 4 minutes, and then give it a good stir, throw in those mushrooms from the oven, some spinach, some parmesan, and then just let it stand for 5 minutes to just do its thing. And then boom, it's ready. It's done. It's
That
game
is
changer.
cool. And I sort of led us off on a tangent with the slashing the chicken, but hopefully everyone got the recipe there. It's
Sorry.
it's on our website if you didn't get it first time round, rnz.co.nz/Jessie. Beautiful recipe as always, Sam. Can I just say, by the way, I've got a friend who's a really,
Thank
really good cook.
you.
He made me pasta the other day, which was
Oh, no.
probably the nicest pasta I've ever had, and I couldn't believe how he did it. He got a bunch of ingredients and whizzed them up in a blender, and then he just put the pasta in with the sauce, and then just stirred and cooked and stirred, and barely added any water. Dry
See?
pasta into the sauce.
See?
I
Yeah,
swear to
you could
God.
100% use dried pasta here, I reckon. 100%.
Yeah, but no water, and just soaks up the sauce. And I mean,
Yeah.
you sort of need to know what you're doing, but it was a bit of a revelation to me.
Yeah. And I do think, like, I actually have a recipe for this in my book, One Pot Penne, and that's not me trying to throw a plug. But I do think that, I think kind of like a risotto. Like, why is it not a more done thing? Like, because,
Yeah.
yeah, it does, it takes on that flavor. If, like you said, you know what you're doing and you've got the right ratio of liquid to pasta, it's not, yeah, like, and the stirring's happening, nothing's sticking, et cetera. Yeah, I think it's a really cool way to be cooking pasta.
Someone told me it's called pasta risottata, which is like pasta cooked in the
Oh,
manner
see?
of risotto. Anyway, that's probably a whole nother conversation. Your recipe looks incredible, Sam, and we'll send people to the website to check it out. Thank you.
Awesome. No worries. Thanks, Jesse.
Same deal. If you cook Sam's recipe and send me a picture, and it's our favourite picture of the week, we'll sort you out with an afternoon's tote bag. So if you go to all the trouble of cooking it, go one step further and take a photo, and we'd love to see it here via our email address, jesse@rnz.co.nz.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.